Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we like to do. And we got a great show. We're going to talk about the brain. We're going to talk about your noodle, your gray matter. Yep. That stuff up there that you think with. We're going to talk about how we can protect it and protect you from cognitive decline and all kinds of neat stuff. You'll be amazed what you can learn. And we have a brief quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm lifting this nation up in prayer, seeking the Lord's face, and minding the time, because it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Ezekiel 36. It says, "A new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart, a new heart. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, He is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So, mind the time, if you haven't cracked open that Bible, dust it off, get close to the Lord, have a relationship, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker. Well, the coronavirus, obviously, always in the news. This is about the vaccine, and some reports are saying that some of the ingredients in any vaccine that they're making today shall contain some ingredients most of us would find very unsettling. Just like in your childhood vaccines, a lot of the ingredients in these RNA, DNA vaccines, they make them for measles, smallpox, polio, also your Wuhan coronavirus, has a variety of additives. These are kind of spliced into our existence of vaccines, and they seem to be coming from sources that were linked to baby fetus tissue. So the most common ingredients were derived from the lungs of aborted babies in 1962. And the reason they have determined that these children that died in the 60s under an abortion experience, they preserved their tissues in liquid nitrogen. And the reason they want the fetal cells is that the cells, even though, you know, cells divide, they don't divide as fast or as much as human adult cells do. So they tend to work well in producing lots of new vaccines very quickly. So they have been harvesting these cells from these dead children for decades now to make vaccines. Personally, on a spiritual level, I look at it as cannibalism when they inject that into you. So you can look at it any way you want, but I think it's a corruption and undermining of God's creation is what I think it is. And we're going to get into a little bit of vaccines and how it affects your brains as well if we get time in this hour. And that wraps the quack report. All right, thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about brain age. And and I want to make sure I make an announcement before I forget. The folks at Apothecary Herbs are moving, coming up this weekend, and breaking down, setting up again, and it's going to take a little time. So if you're calling in after this weekend, you most likely will get their call center. You can still place orders, of course, but the folks that make all the products, make the magic happen, if you will, they're going to be moving all their office equipment and all the good stuff to a new, bigger location. So I hope you'll be patient with us as we make this journey into a new space. Hopefully to serve you all better, and hopefully our phone lines won't give us a problem. I was just talking to our magical engineer about our phone line issue. What is it with phone companies, Frank, that, you know, it never goes smoothly? You ever notice that? Okay, so, like, we put in a request in July for the new phone service at the new location that was getting ready. They were painting and putting floors in and all that good stuff. And so we come to check on the phone today, and apparently whoever we talked to in July didn't put the order in. And they're saying, well, we can't help you now because we don't have a tech. And I'm like, oh, no, this is not our mess up. That's on your head. So you better find a tech. You better pull them out of the hat like a rabbit real quick, because we will have a phone. We will have a phone over their dead bodies. We're going to have a phone. So you know, we set a little fire under their fanny, so they're working on it. Hopefully they'll come through. God willing, right? God willing. Otherwise, it's carrier pigeons and smoke signals as a form of communication. All right. Talking about brain age, the age of your brain, how your brain ages, you know, because since, you know, the flood, you know, Noah's flood, man has been really degenerating within his lifespan. That's right. One major element that has changed, you know, our bodies post-flood was diet, which, you know, began the consumption of animal foods. So the consumption of animal meats and milk products changed man's DNA, and with each generation, the lifespans became shorter. Bible tells us, you know, a lot of them lived to 800 years old. Now we're a mere 75, 80 years, maybe 100 if we're lucky. So what we put into the body and what we expose the body to really has effects. So results are can actually happen suddenly or even over time with regards to DNA changes. And, of course, we're going to tap into the vaccine influence as well. So we're going to take a look at how all this influences the health and longevity of our brain, and even on a daily basis. So according to science, according to the medical science, we can make our brains age faster and create premature cognitive diseases with our lifestyles. According to some research at the Public Library of Science, here's some of the lifestyles that will age our brains faster. Lack of regular exercise, because the brain is geared to regular physical activity and fitness routines, or certain areas of the brain is going to shrink. So sitting too much, too often, will thin out the medial temporal lobe area of the brain. And this area of the brain is linked to emotions, and it's also associated with other areas of the brain that involve memory and cognitive function. Also, the brain shrinkage can also trigger a disease in things like blood flow, affects the connections between your brain neurons. So brain inflammation can be the result, and this affects nutrition getting to your brain. A lack of proper nutrition to your brain can also lead to mental health problems like depression. And addictions to substances can also affect the brain and how the brain receives nutrients and circulation. Bad diets that are rich in junk or convenience foods are known to age the brain, so high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease are all often a result of the poor diets as well. Well, let's look at some things that are known to stop dementia. There's diets that do that. The researchers at the Alzheimer's and Dementia Association did report on some studies in the Journal of Alzheimer's Association, and they stated the Mediterranean diet, the one we've been talking about for a long time, is pretty much an intervention that can reduce or even change the developing brain disease by about 53%. So if you've got cognitive decline, you can kind of back it up and reverse it according to their report. So the diet, the Mediterranean diet, is known to help prevent also heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. So they listed some brain-boosting foods to consume under this diet. Green leafy vegetables, also other types of vegetables, berries, nuts, fish, beans, poultry, whole grains, olive oil, and wine, but in moderation. Also, interestingly, it is suggested that we avoid these foods under that plan. Red meat, foods with high fat, cheese, fast foods, sweets, and pastries, according to the report, also causes arthritis. Pastries, a lot of white flour, refined white flour. Also, on the report, addictions were listed. Shrink your brain with addictions. Foods that are really not healthy for us, also drugs and other addictive substances, can age our brain. So alcohol consumption, that's, you know, if we're getting abusive with the alcohol, tobacco use, street drugs, and some prescription meds can also affect the brain. So physicians at the Johns Hopkins University, they conducted this large-scale study that involved like 62,000 people. They were looking at their brain scans. The brain scans had ages from 9 months to 105 years of age. Now, analyzing their brain scans, they found that there is what is called brain age acceleration. And it has more evident, it's more evident in people who abuse alcohol and use cannabis. So they also stated that brain age acceleration increased the risk of mental health conditions, and researchers at Rutgers found that even moderate alcohol consumption affected the hippocampus area of the brain that affects your learning and memory by about 40%. So smoking also is a problem for the human brain. University of California stated, we double our risk of getting Alzheimer's disease if we smoke. Mm. And I guess that would include your vapors out there if you're vaping. So, yeah, like if you're using too much alcohol, even simple things, learning to do simple things really can agitate them, the people, you know, because of the influence on the brain. Very short-tempered and having difficulty learning a new skill. Now, things that can help our brains stay young. Let's see, the Alzheimer's and dementia translations research and clinical interventions offered us a list of activities that can help keep our brain functioning well for much longer. Challenge the brain, challenge the mind, crossword puzzles, brain games. They say it reduces cognitive decline by 29%, so, you know, keep your brain thinking. They say learn to play a musical instrument, because many brilliant professionals played instruments to help them think. Einstein's one, and there's some other very, very bright people down through the centuries. Also, they say if you do math computations in your head, that'll help keep the gray noodle working up there, the gray matter, and functioning well, as well as memorize things. You can memorize poetry, Bible verses, or even a new song, any kind of memorization. Also, don't forget, they said to socialize. Socialization is really important. So if you don't socialize, you run the risk of becoming lonely, and then it just slide down into cognitive issues. Now, our current state now that we find ourselves in with our curtailed socializing under COVID-19 in some states, now, according to the Journal of International Neuropsychology, regular socializing protects our brain from disease by 70%. So socializing can present the brain with challenges as well as prevent loneliness, depression, dementia, and early mortality by 26%. So so challenges, the absence of loneliness and depression, you know, improves our brain health by 26%. So we have to get back to socializing. We really do. And we also have to make sure we address anxiety, because there's an increase in anxiety in our society, and it robs the body and the mind of relaxing. It can take the physical body up to 20 minutes to release tension out of muscles, and stress and tension and anxiety deprive the body of releasing a lot of tension. So this can affect your sleep. It can affect your appetite and your energy levels, your sex drive, your mood. And we must be real careful not to allow occasional anxiety become mild anxiety, which can morph into and lead to a nervous breakdown. Okay, so anxiety ages the brain, and it can promote memory problems or advance us into the Alzheimer's disease category. So a lack of sleep also will age the brain, and those over the age of 55, you have to guard against the lack of sleep out there. I remember my grandparents didn't sleep much, 6 hours a night maybe, you know. But they'd nap during the day. I'd see them kind of sitting in the chair snoozing, you know. Here's a quote from Power of Positivity. They said, "It goes without saying that as much as you try to keep other organs of the body healthy, you also have to prioritize your brain health." This is true. And then this is a report from Dr. Hu Sheng, Ohio State University. His research turned up in the Journal of Gerontology and also the Journal of Social Science in August 2020. They did a study on the baby boomers, basically, and on mental decline topics. And he says, in a nutshell, it is shocking to see this decline in cognitive functioning among baby boomers after generations of increases in test scores. So what I'm seeing, he says, is this decline in all groups, men, women, across all races and ethnicity, across all education, income, and wealth levels. So we got a real problem. You know, the baby boomers are in cognitive decline. See, not good, not good. So you got some brain power out there. Let's exercise it, because we all have choices and we have the power to change our lives for the better. And we can also use some herbs that can assist our brain to obtain more nutrition and circulation and improve overall function. So you might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a wonderful formula called Brain Concentrate, all organic professional strength herb formula. It's in a liquid. You can put your dose in juice or water, and it will help improve more oxygen-rich blood flow to the brain. Also, they have the Body Foundation Food Mix, which is a very excellent vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and plant protein mix that you can throw into a beverage or make a smoothie with it. And there's no pills to swallow. That's the beauty of a lot of what they make. They're into powders and liquids, and it's just lovely. They also have herbs for better sleep and help you to stop smoking. So give them a call and get their free product catalog. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs. It's 866-229-3663. Of course, they have a website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. So get their free product catalog. It's available also on their website. You can check it out and download it there. If you're up on the website and you do have email, then I encourage you to also sign up for their free online newsletters. And you can do so by clicking on books and newsletters and on that tab, and you can click on the newsletters you want to sign up for. Now, the American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So American Survival has your health and wellness section and also has your financial section. Great writing from the folks at Discount Gold and Silver, kind of gives you a head up on what's going on in the marketplace, which is nice. And then, of course, if you just want wellness, then you can also just subscribe to the Health Quest that goes out on Friday. It's just all about wellness stuff. So stuff you're not going to get anywhere else. Great tips, proactiveness. You can get engaged and be well out there. And it's free, absolutely free. ThePowerHerbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes before we got to take a little break. And what did you say, Frank? Frank is talking to me. He's saying with our COVID-19 and people wearing masks, it diminishes the oxygen intake. That's right, to the brain, creates more, I guess confusion. Right. Well, it's not good for us, really. Even on the box of those masks, those loop masks, the little blue ones with the loop around the ear, it says right on the box it doesn't protect you from COVID, you know, because it's a small pathogen, right through the mask. Also, many of the decrees from your governors out there don't have an enacting clause on it, and that means it's illegal not only to the United States Constitution, but also your state constitution. So that means that the people are not expected to uphold it. Yep, so check that out. You can Google search enacting clause. Enacting clause is a very old tradition within law to prevent the people from being abused by the government or the state. Yep, so there you go. Check it out. What we're going to talk about, this wonderful little topic here that I have on how flu shots will risk your brain function. Now think of COVID-19 as a flu shot, because that's what it is. It's an influenza. Johan Gazik, famous virologist out of Sweden, said that's what COVID-19 is. It's an influenza pathogen. And most people have come in contact with it, do test positive for it, but only a minority tend to get sick with it, and it's been linked to being low in zinc, and that's why they add the zinc sulfate to the hydroxychloroquine. So really, it is a pathogen that is considered an influenza, And no, it's not natural born. It's been laboratory. I know a lot of things on the website say it's not laboratory derived. It's an evolving disease from bats. No, it was forced evolved by man in the lab. So there you go. All right. We're going to talk about flu shots for just a little bit, because there's in a lot of recent reports over the years on vaccines that include also your seasonal flu shots. Actually, CDC had an annual report that there was an increased percentage of the American population that who do volunteer to get the flu shot. They're also seeing an increased risk in adverse events. So the goal of the CDC is to get 90% saturation compliance with flu vaccines to the whole population. They want 90%. So the CDC's flu vaccine coverage, they have a chart usually on their website covering these flu things. And it shows that more children are vaccinated than adults in the United States. So adults typically don't want the flu shot. However, there is this push, though, by a lot of your pharmaceutical companies and also government to change those statistics. So the pharmaceutical companies are aggressively pushing the adult vaccine market. They also includes getting pregnant women vaccinated when, you know, 10, 15 years ago, that was unheard of. Pregnant women were off limits. All the medical textbooks were saying that. And then they changed all it. But, so looking, when you look at their data, you can see that a lot of the pandemic scare tactics are engaged, which translate into more people getting vaccines. So fear pushes them to go get the vaccine. Now, if you do subscribe to the newsletters, you'll get information like this and charts, and you can kind of check it out and see for yourself. But a lot of what the pharmaceutical companies do, they're geared to market, and the federal government really typically can outspend anybody. And it comes to pushing a lot of these products through marketing campaigns and also trying to mandate them through legislative effects. So the numbers also suggest that fear is really a good motivator to push the vaccines, and a majority of Americans respond to that without investigating the treatments before they get them. So this, the success of the influenza campaign is mass marketing, making the flu shots available outside of a physician's office. Now, when I was growing up, that was unheard of. You had to get vaccinated in a clinical setting, right? But that's changed. So offering free flu shots, even to senior citizens, at your drugstore, and or when you pick up medicines or any other way, mass flu shots that are covering the masses is growing. So we're going to take a little break. We've got more on the other side and how flu shots risk your brain function. So don't go anywhere.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
We're back, and we're covering the flu shot may risk your brain function topic. And here, let me read you this quote. This is from Dr. Mercola. He says, the CDC states that the annual flu vaccines is the best way to avoid catching a seasonal flu, but what many fail to realize is that there's virtually no valid scientific evidence to support that statement. Whether they are effective or if they are safe. And this goes in line with what the doctors were saying at their 2019 World Health Organization Global Vaccine Summit, that if they were taped and they were saying how upset they were because people are challenging doctors and doctors can't find the scientific evidence to back up what the literature is saying about it. And so they're getting a little shaky, and now the doctors say we can't lose our frontline support, so science needs to come up with the evidence to prove what we've been saying for decades. So they've been lying for decades. Well, if it was there, they would have had it, right? So it's not there at all. So any scientific stuff that comes up now is going to be fraud. Absolute fraud. All right, let's look at... this is the Cochrane database. They reviewed vaccines in 2010. They said, there's no evidence that vaccinating healthcare workers prevents influenza in even elderly residents in long-term care facilities. Neither type, injected or nasal spray vaccine, there was only a 36% coverage supposedly preventing any flu-like illness caused by other types of viruses, or 33% respectively. So it's not a very big difference. And what do we do when we, you know, vaccinate our brain, basically, with flu shots? Well, and the pregnant women is also a concern. A lot of health experts that understand the vaccine industry are declaring it's very risky to give a flu vaccine to women during a pregnancy. And at the very least, it causes an inflammation response, and at worst, it puts the unborn child at a greater risk of developing serious neurological illnesses after birth. So the field of neuroscience understands that when pregnant women experience an illicit immune system response with C-reactive proteins from vaccines, it induces a lot of inflammation, and there's also an increased risk of the child getting affected. This is a quote from William Blalock. He's a neurologist, and he says, vaccinating pregnant women is not a minor risk. It's well-documented fact that neuroscience that elicits an immune response during pregnancy will increase the risk of autism and schizophrenia in the developing child 7 to 14-fold. I also heard that from Dr. Houck of the Houck Institute out there in Missouri. She had a lot of scientific evidence that suggested that women who got vaccinated when they were pregnant, they ran the risk of having children that would become schizophrenic later. It's crazy, right? Here is another quote. This is from Dr. Laura Houston, professor of obstetrics, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, says, a number of neurodevelopmental and behavioral problems can occur in babies born to women immunologically stimulated by vaccines during their pregnancy. So, you know, it's out there, but, you know, women are told it's safe. No, it's not. No, it's not. Download the physician's warranty of vaccine safety. It's up on the internet. Download that puppy and take it with you. Have your doctor sign it. He won't sign it because you're asking him to sign a document that says that the treatment he's recommending is absolutely 100% safe, won't cause any harm, and he can't do that. He knows he can't sign it because events happen with vaccines. Now doctors will tell women, you know, go ahead and get vaccinated so you don't get the flu during your pregnancy. And on the CDC's website, there are these tips for pregnant women on how to protect themselves and their unborn baby. Some of the things the CDC tells these women is to avoid the toxic chemicals like cleaning solvents, chemical fumes, and heavy metals like lead and mercury, often found in insecticides and in paint. And they failed to include the mercury, the 50% by volume of thimerosal that's in the flu vaccine. So pharmaceutical companies claim they make a thimerosal-free flu vaccine for infants and pregnant women, but women are often not informed about it or offered it. Yeah. Now, here's an interesting Shanghai study. This was in 2014. This was a drug study on the safety of childhood vaccines that revealed some serious adverse reactions and even death. They reported more than 500,000 children got hospitalized, in which 42% were directly associated with vaccines, and the adverse events ranged from skin rashes to deadly reactions and anaphylactic shock and death. So the research is important because the reports came from doctors, pharmacists, and various health providers, and only a third from consumers. So it wasn't the parents complaining and reporting this. It was the doctors and nurses and pharmacists observing what happened. So the Shanghai study has also had some interesting data associated with it. Drugs and vaccines, they say, are more dangerous for the very young. They also said gender is important. Males are 60% more likely to be adversely affected by vaccines than females, 40%. Now, why is that? Well, if you wanted to subject society, if you wanted to weaken society in any way, you want to go after the strong male, don't you? Also, they said interactions. The more drugs that a child was exposed to, the higher the risk of serious reactions when they did get vaccinated. So how many kids are on, you know, asthma medicines or on HDAD medicines for hyperactivity or on EpiPens for allergies? So these kids are higher risk of having a vaccine highly impact them in a negative way. They also said in this study, vaccine reactions were severely underreported One out of seven only get reported. Wow. Also, China has 15 different kinds of childhood vaccines compared to 11 kinds in America, and this may be causing a lot of acute adverse reaction rates. And just look at how the people reacted to the COVID-19 virus. They must be a race that is very low in zinc. Very low. Also, in the Shanghai study, they said acute reactions that they noted were brain inflammation, which is encephalitis, immune dysfunction, paralysis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, respiratory arrest, shock, and death. This is from Dr. Kelly Brogan, who said, one of the most fundamental problems with today's vaccine paradigm is that vaccine safety has not been studied, and it must and much less been proven. So she's saying the science doesn't back up what people claim the vaccines do. She says the current schedule has never been studied, and not one vaccine in a vaccinated versus unvaccinated design, let alone multiple delivered at all at once. So in other words, they're combining a lot of pathogens in one shot now. And she's saying there's been no studies that validate a single pathogen vaccine, let alone combination pathogen vaccines. No long-term studies about the effects. So she says we're seeing 49 doses of 14 vaccines by the time the kid is six. That's not good. So parental suspicions tend to be aroused. This was back in 1988 when Congress passed laws to protect medical professionals and the pharmaceutical companies from lawsuits resulting from injury from vaccines. If that didn't put your radar up, I don't know what will. They said prior to the law, doctors were more cautious about giving out recommending vaccines. They were worried, see. So when the laws rolled out, it made vaccine adverse reactions less significant to them. Even worse, parents are often blamed for their child's demise from vaccines and endure emotional and financial hardships from the loss of a healthy child and all the legal fees. Because there was a doctor, it was a European doctor, Dr. Carly talked to him. I remember her telling me about her conversation with him. He was autopsying babies that had suddenly had SIDS, or sudden infant death syndrome. And when they scan a baby's brain that dies of SIDS, it shows up in such a way that it's interpreted as somebody picked up this kid and shook it and killed the kid. So that's why they arrest the parents. But he says that's not what happens. He says he's autopsies the brains of children dying from sudden infant death syndrome. He's also autopsied the brains of people dying from strokes, right? And he says you get the same study effect. You get the same look to the brain, a stroke. So he says what a lot of these vaccines can do is cause the infant to have a stroke in that section of the brain that controls voluntary breathing, and the child just stops breathing and dies. And it just looks like somebody shook the kid, but it was really a stroke that was caused by the vaccine. Sick, isn't it? Just totally sick. And you know, people like to blame the unvaccinated, and so you're going to see a lot of that with COVID-19 if they want to mandate a vaccine, and they're already testing. If you heard the show on the vaccine poll, they're already priming the pump for people to blame the unvaccinated for spreading the disease and blah, blah, blah. When really, when you get a viral vaccine, it's scientifically proven. A lot of virologists will tell you, you shed that virus for about 14 days at least, maybe 21 days. So you're going to spread COVID when you get that COVID vaccine, any viral thing. So if you want to guard against things like whooping cough, a lot of the pilgrims would use things like thyme herb. It would calm the cough mechanism so a child could rest at night. They would also use things like vinegar to cut the phlegm and mucus, okay? And typically when you look at a lot of old journals from old country doctors that, you know, went to the patient out in the country and saw them, they would, you know, have all these entries about all these childhood illnesses, and they would often say that the childhood illnesses are not a problem for the healthy child. It's usually the malnourished child that gets sick. So, and look at COVID-19. Who's getting sick? The people that are low in zinc, right? The malnourished people that are taking drugs that are flushing their minerals out of their body. So they also would use, if you got like, you know, whooping cough in the old days, they'd give you an herb tea or tonic with lobelia in it, which dilated the bronchioles so you can breathe easier. They would also give it to asthmatics. Okay, anybody with congestion would also relax the chest cavity muscles so you wouldn't feel so tight, so asthmatics could breathe. So there, and a lot of these herbs were turned into pharmaceutical drugs eventually because of their wonderful action. But when you turn them into a pharmaceutical drug, they become toxic, and then you need a prescription, and then you need to worry about side effects. So, not good for your brain. Heavy metals in vaccines, they travel to the brain, and then within 14 days, they go to the bowel. Okay? Autopsies have, you know, proven that many to many times. So when you look at heavy metals in a practice of medicine, it's really alchemy. Okay? Alchemy. And that was the ancient pagan ritual of medicine, using heavy metals and crystals and incantations and things, and that traces all the way back to Babylon. The curdaceous symbol of the medical practice with the staff and the snake and the wings, that it was a witch doctor's symbol in Babylon. So this is where modern medicine has its roots. It's where it is. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black, you know, when they point fingers at people that talk about natural medicines and herbal medicines, and, you know, they call it snake oil. Well, they're just projecting what they do onto the natural medicine folks. That's what they're doing. That's a narcissistic act, actually. All right. A lot of people have been calling recently about headaches and migraines. People are upset with our current situation, and things trigger certain things. There's lots of herbs out there that can help with. I used to work for a neurologist, and it really bothered me that people would come into the neurologist faithfully to get their prescriptions filled for a lot of these really heavy narcotics to handle their migraine pain. But eventually, those drugs don't work, and the doctors legally couldn't keep up in the doses. And so these people were just kind of cut off of their medicines and left to fend for themselves. And a lot of them didn't fend very well. And I had a neighbor when I was growing up, had bad headaches. She'd come talk to my mom about them. And I recall her saying certain things can bring on her headache, and that each year she discovered another type of trigger that made her more susceptible to headaches. So there's this growing number of people that are developing a lot of headaches, and they can be very disabling. And so we're going to take a look at some research with regard to headaches and certain types of stress factors, okay? If you look at the statistics, 1 in 6 people have recurrent headaches. That's 48 million Americans, basically. So of the 8 million that do get them, they seek out strong prescriptions from their neurologist to help them deal with their headache pain. But this puts you down the road of rebound effect, and the drugs quit working eventually, and then you have migraines worse than when you started. So it's also estimated that headaches are responsible for 157 million lost man hours of work every year. So it is kind of estimated that America spends billions, over $4 billion, on over-the-counter headache drugs, pain relievers every year. A majority of these headache sufferers will get a kind of a generic diagnosis regarding their headache pain, not due to any significant underlying problem, and the rest may get a diagnosis of the type of headaches they get due to an underlying cause. Maybe they have things like a tumor or an infection or an ear, nose, and throat problem or even a brain disease. So we also know that a lot of statistics harbor error margins, and not all headaches and patients are the same. Yeah, when you go get tested on anything, there's a 20% error margin in a lot of medical tests, so you want to keep that in mind. Here is a quote from Alexander Muskop. He's a medical director at New York Headache Center. He says, doctors don't always know the reason for headaches. Yeah, they just don't. There's some types. A lot of modern types of headaches are described. Main types, you know, are going to be tension headaches, migraine cluster headaches, stress headaches. Medicine states that the more females than males, 88% of females versus 69% of males, are headache sufferers. And the average age of your headache pattern setting in is around the age of 12. So a lot of headaches. So you get triggers. A lot of times if you get a pattern, different triggers for different types of headaches. Women will have different triggers than the men. And sometimes for the women, it kind of plays off of their hormonal or estrogen fluctuations, so around their period, for instance. So here's some of the common triggers, though. Food triggers would be chocolate, red wine, aged blue cheese, beer, fermented stuff, okay, as MSG, monosodium glutamate, sauerkraut, and a lot of processed meat. So sometimes fermented and aged foods, wine is in there, blue cheese is in there, meats, too, can be triggers, aged things. Enzyme action is affecting them. Environmental triggers, your temperature changes, smoke, particles from lots of wood burning, fire, dust, wood particles, that kind of thing, animal dander, as well as a cold wind. So environmental changes. Anxiety or stress can bring on a headache, and usually it's after all the stress passes. You know, really stressful work a week, then the weekend you'll have a migraine. See? Glare, a lot of blue screen, TV screens, phones, tablets can trigger headaches. And noise, a lot of noise. Job noise, noisy refrigerator always humming in the background. Any appliance noise that run constantly can also cause headaches. I once worked in a office where they had this really old refrige in the break room, and it was awful, and it was noisy, and then it got louder and louder, and it would kind of you know, float on into the work area, and it would just give you, you'd have a headache by the end of the day listening to that thing. So other triggers would be if you're gaining weight. New research is suggesting that your bone mass index of 30 plus, you increase your risk of headaches by about 35%. If you're severely obese, you increase the risk of headaches 80%. Pushes up your blood pressure, see. Also personality. They said health experts noticed they are suggesting individuals who have personalities that are rigid, more reserved, or the obsessive compulsive types tend to have headaches. They're more headache prone. Also, sexual activity can be linked to headaches. A survey of headache sufferers reported that they tend to have a trigger having sex. So they report adult pain begins during foreplay, and then the headache begins around the orgasm. It's also more common for men than for women to experience a sexual trigger like that. Overexertion. So individuals who engage in a lot of intense or rigorous exercise, a lot of workouts, joggers, weightlifters, they can often complain of, you know, their workout bringing on their headache. Painting. Painting fumes can bring on a headache. If you're dehydrated, that can bring on a headache. If you're fasting, that can also bring on a caffeine, if you're trying to get off caffeine. that can get on a headache. If you're mostly inactive, this was a Swedish study that suggested you get more headaches when you don't exercise on a regular basis. And also you'll get headaches if you don't take routine breaks, if you need to, you know, just kind of slow down and decompress and chill for a little bit. Also, sleep was involved. If you're not getting adequate sleep on a regular basis, if your circadian cycle's off, it can bring on headaches. And if your bones are out of alignment, they said, that can also create headaches for some people. Here's some drug triggers. So if you're taking prescription meds and you're a headache sufferer on a regular basis, you may want to look at your meds. Hormone replacement therapies, like your menopause or erectile dysfunction drugs, can bring on headaches. Birth control pills, obviously. Any drug addiction treatments can also trigger headaches. Blood pressure meds, cardiovascular meds, synthetic vitamins, things that are made of petrochemicals and they're not from organic natural sources. Headache drugs, you get that rebound effect like I was talking about. You're taking a drug to get rid of the headache, but eventually you'll have a headache so bad you wish you hadn't started. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory meds and any analgesics can bring on headaches. Aspirin, as well as acetaminophen, hydrocortisones and codeines, anti-infection agents in your medicines, as well as digestive aids like your Tagamet and Zantac or anything that is for digestion. Pulmonary meds, over-the-counter Sudafed, for instance, as well as your endocrine medicines. This is for your reproductive cycles, and central nervous system medicines like levodopa. So always investigate the treatments recommended to you before you take them. Illegal drugs that will trigger headaches is cocaine. Foods that can counteract headaches would be spinach, tofu, oat bran, barley, fish, or olive oil. The omega-3s help counter the headaches, as well as white beans and sunflower and pumpkin seeds. So if you have a headache-prone issue, you may want to kind of munch on some of that. Also, a new study out of the European College of Neuropsychopharmacology claims that some people with a certain gene have an increased risk of headaches, especially when they are under financial stress. Maybe it's the financial stress gene. I don't know. But they said it does mess with your circadian rhythm. You're not getting sleep, and there's this domino effect, and it would influence you to have a headache. And also Daniel Baca, he's at the University of Budapest. He says this: there is no single cause for headaches, such as with a migraine headache. This work is suggesting that those that experience financial hardships, influence genetics in certain individuals with a particular gene variant causing headaches, and we're looking at other circadian gene variants and associating with different stress factors to see if there's some sort of link and effect to a headache. Well, you know, our lifestyle, you know, is something we put in, and it can produce a headache. Environmental stuff, triggers, emotional stress. A lot of things can factor in. Sometimes it's a combination of stuff. Keep a food journal. Just be real sensitive to what's going on for the next few days, and then write everything down, what you eat, what you come in contact with, and then if you get a headache, you can look back at it, and you can kind of, you know, eliminate these triggers one by one. But if you need some help, they have some wonderful herbal headache formulas at Apothecary Herbs that are all organic. They have stress and tension and migraine headache formulas. Give them a call at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, and get their free catalog or visit their website at thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.